Unprecedented Bible translation growth comes in Indonesia despite persecution. Good news bears slim hopes in Niger's food crisis, and a group works to ensure the pilots make it to the mission field. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Indonesia tops the news today, where persecution of believers is intense, but God's word is spreading like never before. The seed company's Heather Hatchett says it's exciting to see indigenous believers taking hold of translation efforts in Bibleist people groups.
Right now, we are witnessing an unprecedented translation going on in Indonesia. Currently, the seed company is engaged in about 20 languages there in Timor, and we are engaging local men and women to actually do the translation for themselves among these projects.
Hatchett says the thrilling part of the seed company is that they've watched where God is working and then joined him. But the persecution is very real, and Hatchett asks Christians to join them to pray for these suffering fellow believers.
There is one people group in particular that was enduring persecution. They were having to flee from their little towns because they were coming in and the religious fundamentalists were persecuting against them. So we could pray to uphold these people groups.
Next, Niger's recent harvest may cut short a feared famine. It's a slim hope in a country still trying to come back from multiple disasters that affected food security for over 3.5 million people and killed thousands. The Evangelical Baptist Missions team is helping desperately hungry Africans. They're raising funds for grain that EBM will distribute to needy believers, as well as give grain to churches in Niamey and surrounding areas to distribute as a means of sharing God's love. You're listening to Mission Network News. Despite the complaints against city reachers, the International Bible Society is moving forward with the campaign. IBS's Bob Jackson says they distribute a copy of the New Testament that's customized for a particular city. By a margin of roughly 2-1, people like it.
There are pictures of landmarks on the cover, and there are articles about the city inside, and then there are also testimonies from two people in that city as to how the Word of God has affected them concerning their Christian walk.
Jackson explains that while they have 20 to 30 requests from various cities to include the project, they have a half dozen projects in the works. He says it's taken about 7 months to launch the next one.
There is a 5-town area to the south of Las Vegas in the Laughlin, Nevada, Bullhead City, Arizona, Needles, California area that we will be doing a distribution on December the 11th. About 20,000 homes will be affected.
Meanwhile, AMG International is involved in a prison ministry that's growing in Greece. Because of the efforts by the AMG team, many prisoners have come to know Christ as the result of the outreach. The number of inmates who are thirsty for the good news has increased. Several prisoners have been baptized, and the team leaders ask prayer for new converts as they begin their walk in harsh conditions. There's also now an effort to restrict their ability to minister to the prisoners. Pray that the doors will remain open. And one of the largest missionary flight organizations in the world needs about 24 pilots and mechanics to provide aid to the more than 400 Christian organizations that depend on their services. Christian Aviation Ministries' Josh Billington says his own experience made him realize that without help, aviation ministry might be facing a serious shortage.
Individuals who are just starting out and need money to get through so they can reach the mission field, and individuals who are kind of caught in the midst of training and not be able to continue because of the debt, and that would be at the grant side of things.
Billington says aviation training is cost prohibitive, around $40,000, and that's why CAM was started.
So right now we're in the process of raising funds to build up funds to be able to give to people in the form of grants or scholarships so they can train for missionary aviation.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the free book, For the Love of My Brothers, by founder of Open Doors, Brother Andrew, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book features incredible firsthand accounts of Open Doors' continuing work for the suffering church. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.